Good morning, sunshine, and welcome back to another episode of Shine Buzz Daily, where it's all about lifting your vibration, taking inspired action, and moving forward to create the life that you want after a toxic relationship. I'm Angie Atkinson, and today we're going to talk about 75-ish things that you can do when you are stuck at home, thanks to our lovely coronavirus situation that we're all dealing with right now. It is scary stuff. I can tell you honestly, one day last week, I thought it's not that bad, not that big of a deal. It's not really in my area yet. And then all of a sudden, everything came together and I realized this is really close to home. My kids got, their school got shut down. Everything seems to be everybody's kind of scared. Everybody's hurrying up and, you know, grabbing all the toilet paper in the world, and store shelves are empty. And somebody said to me yesterday, it looks like I'm in the beginning of an end of the world apocalypse type movie. And I hope that's not the case. Hey, everybody. So we are, yes, Nargis, absolutely. Today is going to be a little different because I'm going to share with you some thoughts on what's going on. And then I'm going to give you just 75-ish different types of things you can do when you're stuck at home in this situation. So, yep, and they just declared the state of emergency in Canada. As we all know, they've declared it in the U.S. and many other countries throughout the world. And we are all, hey, Kate, we are all here to work together and let's see what we can do. On the plus side, we do have the fact that a lot of us are introverts. I'm at least half introvert. I think I'm called an ambivert technically, where I have almost equal qualities to both. What it comes down to is the coronavirus is hitting the entire world, and because we're trying to keep everyone safe, we're doing that social distancing thing. We all know the deal. But in one way, this is kind of similar to toxic relationships, if you think about it, because there are no limits to who this can affect, right? Just like a toxic relationship, there's no creed, culture, class, country, race, there's no age limit. I mean, unfortunately for people over a certain age, it's more dangerous than for others, which is why it's important for all of us to step back and try to do that social distancing thing, which for some people feels normal and natural, and for other people feels like torture. For me personally, since I work from home anyway, and I tend to be a little bit isolated because of that, I'm actually experiencing more company than usual because my kids are not in school. But a lot of people, they need to go out for work usually. They need to go out and do things in the world. And usually mostly what I do in the world is go out shopping or visiting friends. So this is going to be interesting. But as we do prepare to hunker down in our homes, for those of us who are, I'm already there, I'm sure you might be also already there, we need to be careful to focus on only what we can control, because there are things we can do to take action and help ourselves. And I'm not going to go into all of that today because I've recently published stuff on Shine Buzz about what we can be doing to take care of ourselves and keep ourselves safe. But I think the ultimate guideline is stay away from other people, but I think what happens in times like this for people like us, we tend to be overthinkers, don't we? And boredom is our enemy. And so when we're used to being out in the world and doing all this stuff, give us too much time to think and we'll think our way into an absolute state of misery, won't we? I think everyone experiences boredom at some point in our lives. And the thing is, it stops us from meeting our full potential, which is not relevant right now. But if you want to get through this whole thing in one piece, you're going to have to try to give up the boredom of it all. And I mean, the reason is not just because being bored is going to make us think too much or is going to leave us lazy or whatever. But the fact is that being bored is detrimental to our physical and mental health. And it makes us feel unhappy, unfulfilled, tired, burnt out. It's a fact that being inactive leads to more of that, and it leaves us feeling empty and miserable. The cycle is ongoing. We have to constantly, consciously break the streak of boredom as we're feeling stuck there. So if you are feeling bored and you want to get out of the slump, just do something, anything, and it almost doesn't matter what. Move. Move your body, move your mind, whatever. And if you don't like what you're doing, change to something else. There's something I want to talk to you about, though, while we're stuck at home, is if you don't know your purpose yet, this is a great time to work on finding your purpose. How is it that boredom relates to finding our purpose? Well, it's really easy. If we're allowing ourselves to be bored, then we're putting roadblocks in the way of finding the path that's going to really lead us to our personal fulfillment, our personal happiness. It's really important right now to have a purpose, because that purpose is going to let you feel happy. It's going to let you feel like you have a reason to get out of bed every day. And it's going to keep you moving and healthy in ways that otherwise you might not be. Your special purpose doesn't have to be a career thing. It could be a hobby, or it could be maybe a charitable cause you're into or whatever. But how do you find it? Well, obviously exploring new ideas is a great way to discover that. Yeah, purpose or passion. Whether you're reading new books, talking to people you've never met online, you're going to discover new things about yourself and new things about the world by engaging and actively consuming information and knowledge. The new things that you're going to learn are going to have a lot of thought-provoking things to offer you. So you're going to find that getting out of the same mindset and into a mindset where you have more passion and interest in yourself, in the world around you, in whatever it is that you're into, you're going to find yourself feeling happier. You're going to find yourself more willing to try new things and develop new skill sets, and maybe finding out what you actually are good at in the world. It's a thought. You can find purpose in the strangest ways, so don't rule anything out. After all, if you try something and you don't like it, you don't have to go back to it. About having passions, that's something that a lot of us, when we're in toxic relationships, we struggle. We don't really feel like we have anything to be passionate about. Pursue those passions, those things that might make us stars, might make us stand out in new, exciting ways. And I think it's a good time for us to work on finding those passions. And if none of that works for you, because, I don't know, maybe you're still stuck with a narcissist, or maybe you don't have the energy or the time to really be thinking that big in this period of time, maybe you've got the kids stuck at home, whatever, I'm going to share with you the 75 ideas right now on what you can be doing while you're bored at home, stuck here during this stuff. First up, give yourself a mani or pedi. I need to do that myself. Try a new hairstyle, experiment with different hair ideas, maybe. Take a bubble bath, or try out a new face mask or beauty product. Amazon's still delivering, as far as I know, and they've got some really great stuff. Bring out your inner artist. Start drawing or coloring or doodling. Consider trying yoga if you haven't yet, or do it if you've already done it. There are so many different great YouTubers who do this stuff for free. You can just watch their video and follow along. You might want to write a poem, or maybe you want to bust out a new notebook and start a new journal, or write an existing journal. Or you can go to Life Makeover Academy and download one of the many journals we have over there. Take a nap. When's the last time you did that? I'm terrible at napping. Read a book, always a good thing. Listen to music. Stretch. Netflix, my friend, Netflix. Think about binging on that season of whatever it was that you missed, or that you've been wanting to watch. One show that I find to be incredibly positive on Netflix is, if you haven't seen it yet, it's called, what is it called? It's got Kimmy Schmidt in it. Dang it, I can't remember. Unbreakable. Watch that. It's great. Very positive and uplifting, and kind of gives you an idea of how to see things from a more positive perspective, even when times are very difficult, which, what else could we look for now? Maybe pull out your old photo albums and look through your old photos, or maybe look through some old videos. Try baking a new dessert that you've never baked before, or bake an old favorite. You can go outside on your back porch or through the window, depending on your situation, and you can watch the sunset or the sunrise. You can try meditation, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but remember that meditation doesn't have to be om. You could just put on your earbuds and walk around your house if you want. That's what works for me. Anything to clear your head. I already said write a poem. Maybe you can eat snacks in bed, which you don't normally allow yourself to do, but you're stuck at home, so what else are you going to do? Maybe watch a movie while you do that. So if the weather's nice enough and you're safe enough to do it, you can always go out on your porch or in your patio and get some sun, because there's all that vitamin D goodness that comes from that. Maybe you can find a new quote or a new saying that is your new favorite, or you can write a letter to your future self. You could take a long shower or drink some tea or coffee. You know, we love coffee here. Maybe you can cuddle with your pet or your favorite stuffed animal, or you can create a self-love list, things you can do for yourself to love yourself. Maybe you can start a blog. And just a side note here, if you're interested in that, I've been thinking about doing a little class sort of thing or group sort of thing where we would all start new blogs, because I'm actually kind of an expert in that stuff, and I know a lot of you would love to share your stories. And so if you're interested in that, say in the chat right now, blog, and we will go ahead and start thinking about that for this week. Plan a trip for the future. Obviously, you can't go on a trip now, but maybe you can start to think about what you might do in a month or 2 months when this thing hopefully is past. You could try to experiment with new recipes for dinner, lunch, whatever. You could find a new podcast to listen to. I've got one out there somewhere. You could make a new drink, a cocktail. You could reach out to a friend or relative you haven't seen in a while and chat them up on social media or the phone. You could rearrange your furniture or redecorate your living space. You know, I always love a good project. You can create your own website. There are lots of free places out there you can do that. You can look for your first or your next tattoo design for when this thing is over. You could make an effort to learn something, anything new. YouTube is great for that, by the way. You could try a new coffee recipe, or you could make a vision board. I highly recommend that. There's a full tutorial on it if you go to the Shine Buzz website. You could try learning a new language, or write a book, or write a story, write your story. You could make a movie. You could organize your closet, or do a full-blown closet clean out. I know you love that one. Update your resume. Find a full-time or part-time freelance job online. You could clean something that you haven't cleaned in a while, like, I don't know, the inside of your microwave or your fridge. I need to do both of those things. You could do meal prep for the upcoming week now that you're going to need the extra time. You could clean your makeup brushes if you have any. Research your dream careers. You could make a future finances plan. How are you going to, you know, grow rich, think and grow rich? Sign up for an online class at Life Makeover Academy or any of the other thousands of different online schools you could check out. Clean up your email box. I should probably do that. Make a list of your personal or professional goals. Start a DIY project. Like I said, I love a good project, and this is the perfect time to do it when you're stuck in the house. Clean out your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Get rid of the people that maybe aren't conducive to your positive ways, or if you have any narcissists or toxic people left lingering, good time to get rid of them. Read up on current events if you can stand to. Start a garden, kitchen garden maybe, inside the house or outside the house. I think it's close to the right time of the year to do that. I'm not really like very good at that stuff. Clean your phone or your phone case, because we all know it's probably pretty dirty. It's not our fault, it's just how it is. Watch a how-to video on YouTube. Or you can get ahead on future projects, work stuff, schoolwork, whatever you're into, whatever you're doing. If you are still looking for a job, or maybe you just want to have something else to do, you can fine-tune your LinkedIn profile. You can do your laundry. We could all probably use a little laundry. You can make lists. You can scroll through Pinterest and find your next great idea. You can online shop, but be careful with that, considering, you know. You can watch your favorite movie or a movie you haven't seen in a while. You can finally hire that life coach you've been thinking about talking to. You can start an Instagram page for your pet. You watch a documentary. There are so many good ones out there right now. Actually, let me just tell you really quick. I watched one, I think it was on Hulu, about triplets the other day. It was fascinating. It was these three boys, and long story short, it turned out that they were being used in a lifelong experiment, and each boy went to a different family. Each family, they were three different levels of income, and each of them had an adopted sister 1 year older than the boys, and so they basically followed these boys throughout their lives to find out nurture or nature. and the results were quite interesting. I won't destroy it. I won't spoil it for you, but that's a good one to watch if you're interested in that stuff. Another thing you can do is go to the movies, but you can't do that now. So what you're going to have to do is go online and rent a movie. Write love notes to yourself. Tie-dye your clothes or your bed sheets. That's always fun. Like I said, watch YouTube videos. I have to say that a couple times, considering. Pull out your phone and FaceTime your friends or family, or Skype them or Zoom them, you know, so you can see them face-to-face, but you're not actually risking anybody's health. Go look at Tumblr and get lost if that's your thing. Or do something crafty, something you've been meaning to do. I guarantee you we all have a project somewhere in our closet or our bedroom or our craft room where we have something we bought. We thought, I'm totally going to do this project, and then we never did it. Now's a good time. I've got this diamond painting thing, and it's really hard to do, but if I get really bored, I'm totally going to do it. Make a collage, or like I said, a vision board. Make a collage of your dreams. Make a collage of photos of your favorite, you know, people, whatever. Make a bucket list. Make a list of things you want to do before you die. Take some selfies, because, you know, what else are you going to do? Selfies are great. Read a magazine. Catch up on celebrity gossip. Watch a play or a musical on YouTube or Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime or television. Sing and dance to your favorite songs, because that never hurts anybody. And finally, let me ask you, this is the question of the day. What would you add to this list? What other things can you do at home to keep yourself busy, to not get bored, to not lose your mind thinking too much? What are some of your favorite activities? And we're going to just really quickly read the cards, and then I'm going to jump in the chat and talk to all of you amazing people. Okay? Hello, hello, hello. Here we go. We are going to read the cards. Ba-dum-bump. And we're starting, as usual, with our Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills deck. And we are on card at number 47, so just a few more till we get to the end of this deck, and then we'll start our new one. And our card today is an interpersonal effectiveness skill. And it reads, use assertive communication skills. There are three parts to an appropriate assertive request. I think focuses on the facts, not the judgments. I feel addresses how the situation makes you feel emotionally. And I want requests that the person does something. Avoid blaming the other person. Keep your request simple and reasonable. Try it today. Obviously, this will be a thing you will do virtually if it's not someone who's already in your house, but it's still a good tip. And our affirmation for today comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck, and I hope it is not one that we've already done, but if it is, let me know and I'll try to figure that out. I got these cards mixed up, so bear with me. But it's a beautiful card, as you can see, and it reads, this is your affirmation for today, so get ready. Believing in spiritual guidance gives me certainty and the freedom to keep dreaming, even when I can't yet see the result. I'm going to read it one more time. Believing in spiritual guidance gives me certainty and the freedom to keep dreaming, even when I can't yet see the result. That's a good one, right? Okay. Hello, everybody. So I am going to just scroll on up and say hello to everyone, and we're going to see what we can do. All right. Louise Bell says, what to do in crisis? Yes, we are in a worldwide crisis. And let's talk about that as we go here. Angela says, not missing this one. Louise, binge watch the narcissist woman. Hey, if that works for you, baby. Hey, Angela, welcome back. Nargis says, it's more challenging, especially when dealing with our emotions. Absolutely it is. No doubt about it. Yep, Canada. Hello, Nubia. Welcome back. Hello, Ms. Jillian. Welcome back, my friend. Representing the Mod Squad. Hey, Kate. Representing the channel members. Welcome, my friend. I am so happy you are here. She says, good to see you. Louise Bell. Joy. Gina. Hello. Oh, Louise is over there in the UK. Hey, Louise. Linda says, what's up, everybody? Hey, Linda. Narga says, if I cough a bit, then boom, fear. Sniffles, fear. I feel you. Jillian says, what a fabulous video on self-forgiveness, life-changing. Thank you, Jillian. I'm glad that you enjoyed that one. Thank you so much. Polly Pink says, clean the house, pack boxes for eviction. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I hope that's a joke. Nubia says, I'll be sewing. I'm a master seamstress. That's amazing. I love that. I'm not a master seamstress, but I wish I were. I can't even hardly sew a button on. Well, I can sew a button on, but that's about it. Oh, Louise says, I have agoraphobia. Anyhow, well, I guess this kind of works out for those of us in that situation. What's for Tea says, I'm looking at it like an adventure, looking for all the silver linings. I'm also an ambivert. Yeah, same page. Yeah. See, I think I'll be okay. But I definitely see why some people will struggle. I do think it could make me think too much. I am a little anxious about supplies, but I think I'll be okay. Nargis says, it does feel dark in the nights, but keeping strong and holding on to hope. That's the best thing you can do. I'll tell you something. I noticed yesterday we went out to grab something that we needed, and yeah, the streets were almost empty, and it was the middle of the early evening when I would expect there to be a lot more people out. It's definitely, this is a something I've never experienced in my lifetime. I just posted on Facebook yesterday about this, and I said, I found out that in 1918, the Spanish flu caused this type of, you know, school closings and businesses closing and things like that. And it turned out that St. Louis, from where I hail, actually didn't experience there were still deaths, but far, far fewer deaths than, say, Philadelphia, which had allowed big group gatherings and parades and stuff. St. Louis canceled all that stuff, and St. Louis people, far less deaths there, far more in Philadelphia. So the point is, we're doing the right thing, I think, by you know, locking down the way we are, but it doesn't make it very much easier for most people. But I think, like Narga said, we have to stay strong and hold on to hope. And we also have to recognize that most of us will be okay, but it's those of us who are over a certain age, and I think the age is 50, and I'm 45 now, so we may be at risk. So we do have to kind of keep ourselves safe for that purpose, as well as the rest of our people. I saw this really great illustration where there was a line of matches, and one of the matches was pulled down. So somebody lit the first match, and of course each of the other matches caught on fire. Well, the one that was pulled down, it didn't catch on fire, nor were the ones after it in the line. And I think that's a really great illustration to why social distancing is so important, because if one person doesn't catch it, then all the people they would later affect won't catch it, and then maybe we'll actually end this thing. It's a thought. I don't know what your thoughts are. Louise says, I hate people at the best of times. I have my days, honey. I feel you. Jedi is here. Jedi Leah says, we are totally out of food at the grocery store. It's really freaking me out. I have a kid to take care of. I absolutely understand. It is scary. I'm blessed. I bought a freezer a few weeks ago just because I thought I'd like to have some more things in the house. I wouldn't have to go out so often before this was even a really huge fear for me. And I'm glad I did that because I was able to stock up on a few extra things, but it's still not enough to last a month. You know, maybe I have enough for 2 weeks if I'm lucky, and that's going to be pushing it. So I know what you mean. And 2 weeks is pretty good considering, but yeah. Angela says, I have to walk my dog, and I'm actually nervous, getting crazy over here. Yeah, Angela, I would suggest that you grab, if you can, get like, if not a face mask, then take a scarf or something and kind of cover your nose and your mouth with it as you're out walking. And I actually ordered a box of latex gloves to wear whenever I have to go in public. And I did also get some, well, I have masks coming. They haven't arrived yet, but hopefully I'll have those. And if not, I'll use a scarf. But that way, when you do go in public, as soon as you get home, you take those off and wash your hands, and you have a far lower chance of having picked up anything. And they're cheap. I think I got 100 of them for under $15. It was not expensive. Richard, hey Richard, welcome back. Says, I'm going about life as usual, just washing hands and Lysoling suspect things. All things are suspect. Yes, I have definitely been Lysoling the heck out of doorknobs and sink handles and anything in the house that I feel like has touched a lot. The microwave handle, you know, fridge handles, all that. Oh, Alicia says, I can't get hugs. I'm sorry, Alicia. Well, you know, if you don't have pets in the house, consider hugging a pillow or a stuffed animal, and I know that sounds stupid, but it still helps. It might help. West for T says, my friends and I do mass textings with emojis, stickers, gifts, etc. And there is Facebook. Yes, and let me say this. In the Span group on Facebook, Lise is doing live streams throughout the day. I may be also popping in throughout the day to say hey to everybody. And these will be because we know everybody's stuck at home and we just want to be able to communicate as much as we can. For those of you who are in a position where you have, and you're probably not even listening right now, but where you have someone always looking over your shoulder, there are lots of written articles on queenbeing.com and on shine.buzz where you won't have to watch a video to see the information. Gina says she took family leave, not freaking out. Yeah, I hear you, Louise, UK, England, yeah. Gina says, I'm cleaning out my bedroom. That's a great idea, Gina. Jedi Leah says, I wasn't anxious about it, and the virus itself doesn't really make me anxious. The chaos and wiped out grocery store shelves are kind of scary. How long is this going to go on? That is my fear as well. I feel like I'm going to get through it. I feel like my kids are going to get through it, but I certainly have fear about that stuff. I worry that how are we, you know, what if we run out of something, or what if we can't buy food anymore, or what's, you know, it scares me. I'm not going to lie. It is scary to think about the grocery shelves being wiped out, and to see them that way is, it makes it feel like some apocalyptic event. The only thing that has comforted me in that way is, like I said, thinking about back in 1918 when this happened, and they managed to get through it then with far, I think, less technology, less direct communication with people. So I think we're going to be okay. Louise says she sent her kids to school. Yeah, I can't send my kids to school. They've actually closed the schools of where I live until the end of the month, at least. Angela says, where else is there a state of emergency declared? I know Italy. I want to say in the UK also, but somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I just heard Canada. We know it's declared in the United States. I would suspect it's many, many places. Hello, Dave. Welcome back, my friend. Happy to have you here representing the members squad. Nargis says, I learned women father at a community center and teach their hobbies to others. I noted in my calendar, I was so excited to start. Oh, I'm so sorry. She said, now we got the shutdown too. I'm a people's person though. I understand. I love people too. But yeah. Louise, I don't really know what I think about the 5G thing. I've heard stuff about that. I haven't thought about it too much. I try not to overthink things like that. Because then I'll get all paranoid and weird about stuff. I don't know what I think about that, really. I don't. Does anyone have thoughts on that? She says the 5G and the coronavirus have the same maps and they're identical. I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I will look into it and see if I think anything. Jedi, Angela said it'll be at least a couple weeks. I think that's fair. Wow. Crystal. Hey, Crystal. Welcome back. Crystal said the city of Denver closed last night, possibly until May or June. I mean, I know all of the professional sports stuff is closed right now. All of the, what is it called? Baseball, hockey, basketball. I don't know if football's playing right now, but if it is, they're closed too. All the major sports things are closed. My kids had music competitions coming up. They were canceled. They had a big play. They were going to, my son had a, what's it called? Operetta. He was going to be playing in the pit of. That's canceled, or at least postponed. And it sucks because they've been working really, really hard on it. My daughter was going to do a solo in the solo and ensemble contest. Everything's canceled. It's just terrible. Jedi says they've canceled school for 3 weeks, but I was hoping the chaos with empty shelves would stop. I think it will stop. I do. I think part of the problem is supply and demand. I suspect that they're probably working overtime in the toilet paper and hand sanitizer factories. if it helps at all, I did put my favorite and least difficult hand sanitizer DIY recipe on the Shine Buzz website yesterday. It's like two parts alcohol and one part aloe vera gel, and then you just mix them together. You can also add essential oil to it if you want. I like to add a little tea tree oil because it has added antibacterial benefits. But that's what you, you know, if you don't have any hand sanitizer. But honestly, we are just washing our hands a lot here, and just making sure that we're not, you know, going out and doing things, and we're not touching each other too much, stuff like that. UNA says to Angela, my state, Washington State, is virtually shut down. Mandates by the governor, from the governor, have been out into force. Limit of 50 people together and 6 feet distance from everyone. Most places are closed. Yes, absolutely. And that is, that's what we're all, I'm dealing with a similar thing. And quite honestly, you would not catch me at any gathering with 50 people. I feel kind of bad for people who are, you know, planning to get married at this time, or who have other big important family gathering things going on, because it's not safe for anyone to attend. Yeah, Jillian says online education. There's so much out there. Yes, so much out there. Oh, this is great. Caden said, I got a pull-up bar delivered yesterday, started hanging upside down again. It's a great way to release my back. I love that. That's awesome. Yes, indeed. Nargis says, thank you, Angie, for being here always, especially in times like this. You bring a smile to my face. Thank you. I will be here. I'm not going anywhere. The only reason I wasn't here yesterday is because I was going to do a recorded video and stuff happened over the weekend. I didn't get to do it. And long story short, I'm here today and I'll be here Monday through Friday, I think, at this time. I'm trying to figure out a time to have my business meeting that has been moved around because my assistant picked up a second job at doing something that's her passion. So I'm really excited for that. But it's put a bit of a crimp into our plan of having our meetings on, you know, in the evenings. So we used to always have them on Monday mornings. Anyway, all right. UNA says all of our schools are closed too until March 24th, and then they may be reopened. Maybe. Ours are currently closed here until the 31st, and then they may be open. Maybe. I mean, I have one child in high school, but he's only a sophomore. Imagine, you know, those kids who are seniors must be having a really hard time right now. Like, will they even get to go to the end of the school year? Will they graduate? Our school here is doing an online learning thing, so hopefully these kids can still graduate and go into the next grade. But this is serious stuff. I mean, this can really affect so many things. Linda says there are many churches giving out free online Bible studies. They are short and can be done alone or in small groups. And that actually is another thing I was going to mention. There are churches doing online stuff too. I think they're putting their services online and stuff like that. And of course, go into the, you know, the support groups. We have, I think, 6 or 7 different types of support groups, including a book club that's not technically a support group, but it's a book club. So if you go to queenbeing.com/group-support or queenbeing.com/span, SPAN, you can check those out. Like I said, I'll be here. Lise is here, here on YouTube, usually most weekdays, I think, in the afternoons. And then, like I said, she'll be going live on Inside the Span group on Facebook, for those of you who are there, throughout the day. And I may be popping and doing that as well. Linda says, thank you for doing this. It is my pleasure, my friend. Narga says to UNA, my children's school shut down and was supposed to reopen on March 24th. And then an email was sent out to school shut down until further notice. Yes. Yes. Here's the thing about that. So we were supposed to go to school here on Monday, and then Tuesday the school was supposed to close. But then on Sunday night we got the call. They said, nope, don't come on Monday either. So it's definitely scary. I'll be honest. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week when my friend went to the store and said, I can't believe it. Everybody's wearing masks. The store shelves are empty. Everything is crazy. And I hadn't been to that store to see that. I'd only been here to this little local tiny grocery store, which is mostly okay. But I mean, they're out of some stuff, but nothing, you don't see any totally empty shelves. At least I didn't last time I went there. So until I heard that from her, I wasn't too worried. And then the next thing I knew, the school closed, and the next thing I knew, all this other stuff was happening. And so, whew, it's scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Yeah. Butterfly Mama says, hello. Hello, Butterfly Mama. Welcome back, my friend. Narga says, blog. Right on, girl. Mora. Hey, Mora. Welcome back. Represent the mod squad. Grace says, hi. I'm not worried about getting sick or the time off work, but I did get anxiety yesterday when I had to go to the store. There were so many people. I made one lap around the store and left without... Let's see. I can't see the rest of that without getting anything, I assume. I'll tell you something. And yeah, Grace, Alicia can feel you on that. She says, I'm going to the store causes me anxiety on a normal day. There are so many people. I feel like I can barely breathe. I am in the same boat. I'm fine as long as they don't get too close to me. But like the last time I went to one of these stores here, there were people standing very close to me in the line. And I felt like I couldn't breathe. And I'm not normally, like, I can't stand big crowds by nature, but I'm usually fine in a store. And it was just a mom and her daughter was kind of coming up next to me, and I was very anxious. The time before that, I had a man behind me coughing, and I was very anxious. Yeah, so I get it. I'm definitely not going out again without some sort of protection. I don't like that. I don't want to feel that way, but here we are. Yeah, Morris says, for the online shopping thing, you can put a lot of items in your cart and then not buy them. Yeah, I do that sometimes. I can't lie. Yeah. UNA says she's binging on stand-up comedy. I think that's great. That's a great idea. That's definitely... Look, that's the thing. Remember that we can only control what we can control. There are certain things we cannot control. So those things... our best, you know, to push out of our heads. Like once you've done everything you can do to prepare, then you stop. You know, you stop focusing on that. So I went to the store, I bought what I could buy. I have a little bit of extra stuff in the house, not a whole bunch, but a little. You know, I know my kids are here and they're safe. I know that we have, I'm grateful to have a roof over my head, to have, you know, water, heat, all that good stuff that we need. And we're just gonna get through this. And you know, I've done what I can do. I've purchased protective things. I have things working in the right direction. I have lots of books in the house. You know, I have plenty of technology for the kids to use, good internet connection. Like those are things to be grateful for right now, right? So now we just have to hunker down and get through it. And that is why I did not start this video talking about, oh my gosh, everything's terrible, because we can only do what we can do. And as huge as this problem is and as much concern as it causes, we are limited in our ability to change it. So what we can change is our perception and how we choose to live this next few weeks. You know, we can choose to live it in fear, or we can go, okay, well, we have a little extra staycation, you know. And I'll continue to work like always because this is what I do. My kids, they'll continue to do their school lessons. They'll just do them from their computers instead of from their desks at school. You know, it's just do what you can do and then relax. Stay safe, relax. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink that's why I want you to stay busy during this time, because I know we particularly are overthinkers. We particularly can get ourselves into a state of panic that we can't get out of. And right now, it's just not going to be healthy for you to do that. You're not going to be able to, you know, go out and go to the gym and work it off. So maybe instead of going to the gym, you put on a YouTube video and you do it right in your living room, whatever. Just keep yourself busy. Keep yourself busy. And keep yourself on the positives. Grace Jedi says, I totally know what you mean. I had to leave two of the empty shelves and all the people was too much. I was in tears. Yes, it's terrible. Oh, Polly Pink, did you see that documentary I was talking about? Is that what you meant? UNA says to Nargis, totally cool. Grace says to Alicia, yeah, me too. So I left, I stayed calm, I went back later when I could calm my breathing and thoughts. I still went blank a few times, but I got through the shopping successfully. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. You know, and like I said, get yourself some gloves. They're cheap. You get your, you know, the disposable latex gloves, like, you know, and put a scarf around your face or get one of those masks. I had a hard time finding the masks. I'm not even sure that the ones I'm getting are actually medical grade, but they'll help a little bit, you know. Actually, what I heard was that the masks only help if the people who have the virus wear them. I don't believe I have the virus, but I will still wear them just to be safe, you know, so as not to be sharing any germs with anybody. Nargis said, I cleaned out toxic people. I'm loving doing Latch Hook and reading mystery novels, so back to doing that again. Perfect. Perfect. That's perfect. Changing My Life says there are free library resources from home. Yeah, you can use it to borrow movies like Hoopla Digital. I heard the same thing. I heard from our local library that you can rent ebooks for free and you can rent movies and things like that online for free. Absolutely. I do know also, for those of you who have little kids, ABC Mouse is free right now. So give them something to do that's good for their brain. Yep. Wait, Maura, Jillian, Maura said, yeah, put a bunch of items in your wish cart and not buy them. Jillian said, that's a good idea. A great idea. Mr. Sushi says, now is a great time to learn a new language. I'm learning Japanese. Awesome. Awesome. Sarah Survivor says, I love how the press conference yesterday, the millennials were praised for their ability to communicate intuitively and without talking in person. I did not see that part, but there is something to that, I guess, at this point. You know, to be honest with you, I think social media may be our saving grace right now for those of us who really need to be around other people, and even for those of us who might not as much, just because it's a way we can still connect safely, you know. And as much negativity as we say about social media, there's this fact. So I don't know. Hey, Shred Squad. Welcome back, my friend. Rebecca says he is making every excuse to stay and not move out. How do I stay strong? Oh, honey. Okay. This is a difficult time, Rebecca, for us to go through something like this. I just lost my place in chat. I hate when that happens. But Rebecca, I mean, if you can still, there it is. Okay. If you can still figure out a way to get him, does he have a place to go? I think we talked about you. We're going to get him an apartment maybe and have him set him up there. I don't know. I'm just saying you stay strong because you know it's the right thing to do. You stay strong because you have to get through this. It's going to be a little harder to get him out right now if you guys are locked down like most of the country is. And if that's the case, you know, just try to, it's hard. Try to keep to yourself as much as you can. Try to stay busy. Try not to focus on him and maybe be preparing for when you can get him out, if nothing else. Crystal Mountain says, maybe I'll take the time to learn to draw or play the guitar. That's a great idea. Actually, it is. One of the things I'll be doing is remembering how to play clarinet. I used to play many instruments as a kid, but the clarinet was my first and it was the one I played the longest. So my son recently asked me if I would start playing again so I can join a municipal band with him this summer. So I will be doing some of that during this time, playing the clarinet again. I got a book called I Used to Play Clarinet. So that should be a fun way to learn again. And I do love the idea of learning to draw. YouTube is great for this, and there are lots and lots of online courses, some of them for free, some of them otherwise. Yeah. UNA says, yeah, pretend shopping. I love it. Yep. Sarah says, I'm taking time to organize my room and catch up on laundry. That's perfect, Sarah. That's perfect. Changing My Life says, your library website should also lead you to places to borrow ebooks, audiobooks, and other movie sites other than Hoopla Digital. Oh, cool. Okay. I'll tell you something. That's a great idea, Jillian. A super course list in the university with a diploma. That's a great idea. Geared to becoming advocates and our coaches. Yeah, Jillian, stay tuned. That's a great idea. So wait a minute, I was gonna say something. Oh, so one of the things I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go into Amazon and see if I can put some of my ebooks on free for a week or two. Or maybe I'll just kind of do one, because I think I can only do them for a week at a time. So I'll do maybe continuous giving away of ebooks to help try to keep you busy. Let's see. Nargis says, best of all, spending more time with kids now, so organizing our day together, watching what they like. They like documentaries. Yawn. But what matters is the beautiful time spent together. Absolutely. Yes. Oh, Morris says, I have preschool in session. Oh, my stars. Christina, thank you so much. I love your... Yes, I love your emojis, my friend Christina Lindgren. Thank you for being here. She says you're the best. So are you, honey. Narga says trying out different outfits and applying matching makeups, eyeshadows, lipsticks, and the cheek thingy. Yes, that's a great idea. These are all good ideas. Yes. Nargis wants to know how Christine got the emojis, and that's because she's a member of my channel. Nargis, if you hit the join button, you can get those emojis too. Let's see. Maura says, I sew as well. I work as a tailor. Yes, I know you're pretty good at that stuff too, if I remember correctly. That's awesome. I wish I sewed. I never learned. When I was in school, I was on the honors track, and so I didn't have time to take home ec or anything like that or sewing classes back then. But I still, yeah. All right. Hugs from Canada says Kate to Alicia, who says, my mom got evicted and has to be out by the end of the month, so I get that. I'm worried and powerless. Oh my gosh, honey, I'm so sorry. I feel like I feel like Alicia, that maybe there is something that can be done to postpone the eviction, considering the current circumstances. I'm not really sure. Hey, Caitlin, welcome back. Chris Bosch, welcome back, says I'm 57. Yeah, see, we all have to be really careful. Like I said, I'm 45, I'm right there. And I'm certainly concerned about that as well. I even told my kids, you know, I know you think you're invincible, but if you want your mother to stay around, you need to stay safe. And that sounds funny, and I shouldn't have said that to them. It sounds bad. I probably should take that back really quick when I get a minute. But I wanted them to know that it's serious. You know, I didn't threaten to die or anything, but I did say, you know, I'm close to that age, and so let's just be really careful, you know, because they still want to go out and live their lives, and I get that. But we have to really curb our activities to stay safe right now, and that's hard for everybody. Hi, Chris. No, you didn't miss it yesterday. Yesterday I wasn't here, and it's a long story. But I will be here every other day. I was supposed to be putting up a recorded video yesterday, but the things with the weekend that happened, and it was too much. I just didn't get a chance. I'm sorry about that. Sarah says, he lies and hides stuff, and to make a long story short, he refuses to let me break up with him, chases my car, cries, screams, begs, talks nonstop until I finally just break down and let him stay. That's the worst. That's the worst, Sarah. I'm really sorry. In this case, it sounds like you're dealing with a lot of trauma bonding stuff, and you might want to get, you know, some outside support. I don't know the whole story. I would need to know more about the story, but it sounds like he's got you in his clutches and a big trauma bond. I would suggest looking at some of my videos on trauma bonding. That might help you. And it sounds like he might also be dealing with a little cognitive dissonance and things like that. But it also sounds like you know what you want, and it seems like you don't want him. So if I don't know if you're able to do coaching, but if not, definitely join one of the support groups and stick with us, and we'll help you get through this. There is it's about a 45-minute webinar. It's free. If you go to queenbeing.com, it's right on the top in a yellow box. Just click that button and you can go watch that. And I talk about my relationship with my ex-narcissist and also how I got out of it and what I did to get through it. Vicky says, my dog has his dental cleaning tomorrow. Should I keep that appointment and save the money? He's had this appointment for a long time. Personally, Vicky, I don't know that I would go out for a dental cleaning. I'm still, I have my baby kitten getting his... He'll be neutered on the 31st of this month, and he's had that appointment for a while, but I will probably cancel it if it's not safe to go out at that time. So we'll see. I think personally, maybe I would just call and reschedule the appointment for sometime after this if possible, but also maybe call your vet's office and find out what precautions they're taking to keep themselves and their clients safe. Yep, UNA. Sarah UNA says, it sounds like you might need a protection order. That sounds alarming. I agree with that. Jedi Leah says, I hope things calm down in the next few weeks, but I don't know. You can't get anything online. Also, my kiddo has sensory issues, so food is a huge issue. But I'm a single mom and couldn't afford to stockpile. Oof. I'm really sorry. You know what? In that case, I would find out, like, you can order, like, I don't know what he eats and what he doesn't eat, but I know you can order certain things in bulk online. Like, I ordered, this is silly, but Chef Boyardee ravioli, like I think they came like 12 in a case or something, pretty cheap. If there are things like that that he likes, you can still order that stuff online. Depending on where you live, you might be able to use Instacart. But again, everything, it's tough. I know it's tough. Yeah. Sue says, I know someone who can't join the chats here. She really needs help. Well, Sue, I'm going to need more information about that. What kind of help and what can we do to help her? Maura says, San Francisco is completely on lockdown. Uncle Meow Meow, welcome back, my friend, says, I'm going to try to quit smoking, lose more weight, knock out my to-do list, and reconnect with nature as well as with doing art again. That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, wow. Sue says, we have a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Wow. Wow. Changing My Life says, I also heard the 5G thing. Yeah, regarding the curfew, Sue, I was thinking I was going to go do a Walmart trip in the middle of the night with my kids just so that we could do it where it was, you know, less people and stuff like that, more space. But then they said that Walmart would be closing from like 11 to 7 or something like that all over the country so they could restock. So that idea is gone. Oh my goodness. Pennsylvania is going to close liquor stores, Maura says, indefinitely after today. Wow. Wow. I guess those some people will be rushing those stores. That's crazy. Caden says, correlation does not always equal causation. It could be the 5G is also in highly populated areas where viruses tend to spread more easily. And I think that might be a reasonable statement. I think that's probably more reasonable than some of the other things I've heard. But, you know, I'm not going to say yes or no. I don't know. I really don't know the answers to that. Let's see here. Caden says, oh, I got that one. Richard says, oh no, if liquor stores close, people will riot. Well, I guess they'll still have beer and stuff in stores, I guess. I don't know. I've had, a couple of bottles of champagne in my house for a long time now that I've never touched. I should probably have a champagne. Anyway, Jillian says, our courts have suspended trials, I believe, for the next month at least, and are having hearings via telephone. It's getting a little scary out there. Yes. Yes. Yes, Sarah Lynn, UNA, yeah, that's a great point that she made. And she says, I've never experienced this level of craziness. Then you know what to do. You know, start separating. Do you live with this person, Sarah? Can you let us know? Oh, Chris says her SUV broke down. Oh, that's the worst. I'm so sorry. Sue said, I should have gotten my hair 2 weeks ago. Now I'll have to wait. Oh, my goodness. Well, at least nobody will see you with your messy hair. I'm just playing around. I'm sorry. Linda says to Louise, 5G is damaging us. Corona is too. We are in test mode for many things. When the full hookup to 5G, no one knows what will happen. Oh, my goodness. I guess I need to look into that a little more. I'm not familiar with all that stuff yet. Oh, Shred Squad says, my poor daughter is graduating this year and already talking about canceling prom. Oh, no. Now she's stressed about the graduation ceremony. That is so sad and unfortunate. I mean, I know there are some things we can do virtually, but like prom and graduation, you really need those things. I'm really sad for that. I'm sad to hear that. Changing My Life says, I hope our courts close too, but I have to be there April 1st, so this might be sorted by then. That's what I'm hearing, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Chris says, it's at the shop. I'm thinking of not getting it fixed. It needs too much work. I mean, sometimes it's worth it to upgrade or move on to a new vehicle. I don't know the whole situation or your financial thing, but sometimes it's better to just fix what you have if you're struggling financially, because then you're not dealing with monthly payments that for the next 5 years or whatever. PM, hello, welcome back, says, I'm in VA, Virginia, and schools and colleges are closed for at least 2 weeks. Yeah, that's what's happening. All the courts, says Richard Dobbins in Georgia, are postponing everything till May 1st. Yeah. Now, Jillian makes a valid point that I think is really important that we all need to hear. As usual, Jillian, thank you. She says, what hasn't canceled? Life. Life is still going, people, for what it's worth. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad for the communication via phone, internet, and video. We can do a lot. Yes. 100%. This is the thing. This is a great time for you to figure out stuff about your life and yourself, or maybe, you know, like I said, start that blog you wanted to start, or, you know, start some new project, or if you've always wanted to learn how to, like, roller skate, get some skates and go in your basement and do your thing, or whatever, you know. figure out something that you've always wanted to do and you never have time to do, and do that now. You know, it's a good time for it. What else? You know, keep yourself busy. Yes, Sarah, one step, one thing at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. That's right. That's right. Yes, there are online AA and NA meetings. Maura, thank you for sharing that. Yes, at least we have computers, says Chris. Absolutely. E-Rock says, hey, E-Rock, welcome back, my friend. E-Rock says, this may sound weird, but I'll say it anyway. I feel like the world is catching up to my constant state of anxiety anyway. Not in the way of me being the center of the world, but, right, I get it. I get it. Caden says, I saw Adam Eli on Instagram talking about planning an online Seder. Oh, very good, for Passover on April 7th. Okay, that's great news. Yeah, thank you, Caden. Sue says, I'm teaching my ESL class online instead of at the library. That's, see, there are things we can do. That's right. Terry says, also online Al-Anon. Yes, E-Rock says, I've been so self-isolated. Maybe it's giving me a reason, like, oh, I get to breathe and feel okay with not being okay. Powerful. Yeah. Caitlin says, daycare and schools are closed here. Yes, very good, E-Rock. I'm not about to go into analysis paralysis, but I really want to. Don't we all, honey? Let's not. Let's not. Let's save ourselves from that, because we can't control it. There's nothing we can do. We can only control ourselves and our own perceptions and our own households. Let's focus on that, and we're going to get through this a lot better, you know? Linda says, please remember the whole country, a spring break in colleges until the 23rd. Yep. Sue says, here they are having someone go to the school to pick up study packets. Here they're having, for kids who don't have internet at home, they have study packets, physical study packets, but otherwise everybody's advised to go online here and get theirs. E-Rock says, I'm still in bed. I'm glad to be here. I think I will get out of bed. Depression. Yeah, depression is understandable. Staying in bed is understandable, but I think it's really important for all of us to get out of bed every day and at least get dressed from the waist up. Which is pretty much what I do anyway, but sorry. Chris says, thinking of this virus, I haven't given it much thought until Thursday or Friday of last week. Same thing, Chris. UNA says to Sarah Lynn, document all his actions and how they made you feel at the time. You'll need that if you decide to pursue a protective order. Yes, indeed. Sue says, it's time for coffee. Is this Sue Bruce here, by the way? I can't tell which Sue this is. I just see Sue. E-Rock Freedom says, wow, agreed, time for coffee. The shelves were empty yesterday, says E-Rock. I'm not exactly stocked with food or anything. There's a little panic or something to do right now. I'm not prepared. Panic-inducing, yeah. You gotta get stuff together. You gotta do it. Even if you, I don't know if you have Instacart where you live, but that was a lifesaver for me before. But yes. And Chris says, get some coffee, E-Rock. That'll help too. I agree. Yeah. E-Rock says, I do that on Amazon all the time, right on, with the cart thing, I'm guessing. Yeah. Do your thing right and everyone else will follow, says Rion. Yep. I've been watching the show called Empty Nest. It was a sitcom in the 80s, I think early 90s. Oh, that's a good show. You know, I'm rewatching 30 Rock right now. That's my background noise right now, 30 Rock. I always love that show. With Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, anybody? Okay. Nomax says, every apocalyptic zombie movie I've ever sat through is now gripping my amygdala and driving me up a wall. Oh, yeah, I know. I even thought about rewatching Last Man on Earth, but then I didn't because I thought, I don't want to think about all that just yet. I don't want to think about all that just yet. Yes, we'll get through this. Yes. All right, guys. Morris says, I love Empty Nest. I liked that one, too. Butterfly Mama says, my daughter who works at a hospital where there are corona patients says, anytime you're in a place with lots of people, when you get home, get in the shower immediately and wash everything. That is smart. Thank you for sharing that tip. Freedom Lee says, thanks for being here. I'm in Southern Cali and most things are shut down. Only grocery stores and drive-thrus are open here too. She said, organizing things and found a bag of toilet paper stashed in the closet. I'm going to the store. Right on. UNA says, oh, darn it. It just went away. Imperfect Foods, Martha. I don't know what that is. Is that a website or something else? Good. E-Rock is up walking his dog. Right on. Zatanna says, as soon as I found out I'd be laid off for 3 weeks, I knew I'd have to stay busy. My depression gets worse when it's bored. Yep. I don't know what Imperfect Foods is, but if it's online, I'm totally going to check it out. All right, Jillian, have a great day, honey. Anywhere other than Amazon or Walmart where you can order online and have food shipped? Oh, okay, Imperfect Foods. All right, I'm going to check that out. I don't have any sort of EBT, but I certainly will check it out. Oh, this is good. E-Rock says 741-741 is a national crisis helpline. Maura has shared a link for how to find food, I guess find help if you need it. All right, I'm going to have to wrap up, guys, but I'll tell you something. A couple things. Apparently if you have EBT, you can order food on Amazon with SNAP benefits, and Amazon will even give you a discount on Amazon Prime. I did not know that. Great tips here, guys. All right, Maura, hugs and love to you. All right, so I'm going to wrap up for right now. I don't know Dana's status. She canceled last week. I think she's traveling, so she may or may not be up for today. I'm not sure. If she does come back for today, then we should be streaming later this afternoon. But like I said, I have no idea what her status is, and I'll find out hopefully right after this is over. So, all right. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. As always, thank you for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Stay strong, stay safe. Don't freak out too much. Come see me tomorrow morning, and maybe this afternoon, but definitely tomorrow morning. And we'll continue as usual. Hugs and love to all of you. See you soon.